Welcome to the AGRC podcast for February 2020. This is Gary, WQZ645K7AZL. This podcast is prepared by the Arizona GMRS Repeater Club. Don't forget to visit our website at azgmrs.org. After a long pause, our club podcasts are up and running again. The initial podcast page from last year has 4,885 views. We are sure glad to have all those listeners. A lot was accomplished at the annual meeting in December, and we appreciate everyone that was there. There were many good ideas for the future of the club that were put forth. Our membership had a really substantial surge during 2019. We also have 3 life members now and 2 associate members. Goals were set during the meeting, one of which was to increase membership to 110 during 2020. There is every reason to believe that the membership of the club will continue to increase in 2020. We have a great group of people. Access is available to 8 GMRS repeaters, with more possible in the future. Training is available, and the dues work out to only $3 a month. The membership committee, under the direction of Tim, will be sending out cards to former members as well as new licensees to generate interest in joining the club. An award was presented during the meeting to Matt Callahan for winning the long distance contest. He was able to make contact from the Mogollon Rim to Phoenix through the White Tanks repeater. The contest is open again for 2020 and involves contact through a UHF GMRS frequency, either simplex or through a repeater. The distance is measured from the transmitter to the receiver, and reception must be verified by a club member. If you'd like to send in a contact report for the contest, email podcast@azgmrs.org. Certificates of appreciation were issued to members who allow the club to use their repeater. That includes Frank Hausman, Brent Johnson, Randy Power, and Chris Salgett. Not all these members were present to accept their certificates, but we really do appreciate them. The 8 repeaters that our members have access to are a combination of those paid for by the club and those owned by our members. Repeaters that are located in prime locations, such as high mountaintops with large coverage areas, are normally set up as part of a commercial site. In many cases, the cost to the commercial owner of the site is in the thousands of dollars a year. The dues that club members pay support this great repeater location on White Tanks. For example, we are also working to locate other repeater sites and make arrangements with the owners with shared use agreements. These repeaters are a great resource for our members in addition to daily use. They are used for camping, hiking, hunting, or when in areas where cell phone service is just not available. Some of our repeaters will be linked together in the near future. We started off 2020 with a race to the runway. We again supported the Buckeye Marathon, which we have done so for several years now. Everything went well during the event, and we spoke with Adam Melly, the event coordinator, about our participation. Hi, Adam. We're speaking with Adam Melly from the City of Buckeye Parks and Recreation Department. Adam, we really appreciate you being with us today on the AGRC podcast. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's my pleasure to take a few minutes to speak with you, Gary, and the rest of the Arizona GMRS Repeater Club.
Okay, great. Hey, another Buckeye Marathon is in the books. This year was on Saturday, January the 4th, and we had fun helping out this year, as we always do. How many volunteers were involved this year altogether?
We had a good 60 volunteers this year. It was a few shorter than last year. We didn't have the kids zone, but it was awesome seeing the GMRS Repeaters Club out there. I figure at least 25% of which my volunteers were consisted of club members from GMRS.
Okay.
A wide variety of things. I couldn't thank you enough.
Now, I understand that the marathon got close to 1,000 participants in all the races this year.
Yes, there was a total of 972 runners, 192 of which were marathon, and that was a significant increase by a couple hundred people this year. So really just a more fun environment with that many more people.
That's great. Yeah, it seems like it's growing every year. What's involved in putting it all together?
Yes, there's a lot of behind-the-scenes work that, you know, the public doesn't see to do something like that. There's always zoning and permitting and hiring all these outside companies to put up those cones along the runway or to time the racers. Or we also work a lot with sponsors and vendors, and we have to do a lot of marketing. And this is our fourth year with working with GMRS, and you guys make the volunteer process so much easier for me. That's kind of my key role, is working with the volunteers.
Well, that's great. Yeah, it sounds like there's a lot of details behind the scenes there. Is the next marathon scheduled yet?
We don't have the exact date, but it's going to be about this same time in 2021. It's either going to be that first or second Saturday. So that's either the 2nd of January or the 9th of January. So it's going to be one of those two.
Okay, that sounds good. Are there any other activities you have coming up in Buckeye?
Yes, everybody's welcome to join us out for the 2020 Buckeye Airfare. It's taking place next Saturday and Sunday. It is open on Friday, too, and that's just mostly the carnival ride. So it's February 7th to 9th, and the air show takes place 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. Saturday and Sunday. Last year, we had 30,000 people show up for that. And again, I'm working with the volunteers on that event.
Wow, that's great, 30,000. Okay, well, we hope to maybe next year we can help out with that one as well.
And I so invite you guys. You guys are such a great, reliable group of friendly members that I couldn't welcome you out there to once again participate as volunteers.
Okay, great. Thanks to our members and all the other volunteers involved this year, and thanks for your time, Adam.
Thank you, Gary, and all the GMRS Repeater Club members.
The proceeds from the 6th Annual Buckeye Marathon go to the City of Buckeye Youth Scholarship Fund.
All right, people, let's move like we've got a purpose.
Affirmative.
Affirmative.
Just how good is your memory? During each podcast, we play a soundtrack or a line from a movie, or it may be a theme song from a TV show. Listeners can then guess which movie or TV show the song or movie line is from. Those who believe they have the correct answer can email podcast@azgmrs.org. Be sure to include the month of the podcast. Members with the most correct answers will get an award. Here's a line one more time. Do you know which movie it's from?
All right, people, let's move like we've got a purpose.
Affirmative.
Affirmative.
On Saturday, February 22nd, the Emergency Services Group will have a training session at 10 a.m. This will include an introduction to the ESG, the updated NET operations course, and the emergency radio operator course, or ERO. The ERO will demonstrate how you can help others communicate with a public safety answering point in an emergency when telephone service isn't available. The Weather Spotter program will also be discussed. This will be held at the Community Clubhouse at 2650 West Union Hills Road in Phoenix. ESG group members should attend, and all members with an interest in the ESG are invited. We're also having radio direction finding, or RDF, training and exercises coming up during the spring. We also have a great time, and they're usually followed by a cookout. Our next combined general and board meeting is on Saturday, March 14th at 1 p.m. This will be at the Denny's Restaurant just west of 51st Avenue and Thunderbird in Glendale. Everyone is welcome and hope to see you there. Make sure you check our calendar on our website, azgmrs.org. It has upcoming club events as well as other activities that may be of interest. One of the many questions that new GMRS users have is, what radio should I use, and is it okay for use on club repeaters? In order to help answer that question, a document was added to the website. It lists recommended radio equipment, the make and model, whether it's Part 90 or 95 approved, and other information. It's currently available on the website under the Articles and Podcasts tab. More equipment will be added to this list as information is made available. We could thank Tim for this great addition. Our repeaters are currently up and running. We encourage members to utilize all of them. There are 5 in the Phoenix metro area and 3 up north. Our goal is to have many of them linked in the near future. The traffic and weather net is still going strong during each weekday morning and afternoon. Members can get up-to-the-minute information on conditions. The nets normally run between 6:30 a.m. and 9 a.m. and 4:30 to 6:30 p.m. You can call and report on the traffic or weather in your area. Would you like to be a net control operator? Free training and support is available. Just email us at traffic@azgmrs.org. This podcast is brought to you by the 2-second pause. That's the 2 seconds after someone stops transmitting and you press your push-to-talk button. It makes sure that others can break into the conversation if needed and allows repeater linking systems and the Zello app to work properly. According to the Virginia Tech Transportation Institute study, those drivers who text and drive are 23 times more likely to be involved in a collision. Arizona has a statewide ban on texting while driving and the other handheld cell phone use as well, but the fines don't start until January of 2021. Police can only issue warnings until then. But does it apply to the use of two-way radio? The law, Arizona Revised Statutes 28914, states that it is illegal to talk or text on a cell phone while driving, unless it's in hands-free mode. This includes cell phones, tablets, as well as music and gaming devices. You can use a GPS device for navigation or use a cell phone to report an emergency situation or a crime. There is an exception to the law for those who are using a two-way radio as part of their job or if licensed specifically by the FCC. A good reason to keep a copy of your GMRS or amateur license with you. Just in case. A first violation can result in a $75 to $149 fine, and a second or subsequent violation can lead to a fine between $150 and $250. Ouch. Drivers should use the time to get accustomed to not using the cell phone or using it only when hands-free. Some cell phones have a do not disturb function that can be turned on while driving. The vast majority of GMRS and ham radio operators are responsible people. It's important for all of us to use the right kind of equipment, the type that isn't likely to cause interference. Also important is not using the wrong type of emission, such as scrambling or digital modes that are not approved by the FCC for GMRS. In addition to being against FCC rules, many repeater owners have the capability to remotely control their system and are able to turn it off if used incorrectly. For information about the subject, check the rules of the air on the AGRC website. Make sure you listen in to next month's podcast, where we will be starting a new series about the language of two-way radio, and we will talk about some testing results on several portable radios. That wraps up our podcast for this month. If you have any questions, comments, or suggestions, please email them to podcast@azgmrs.org. Thanks for listening. While we may provide information about communications equipment during the podcast, the AGRC does not endorse any particular model or manufacturer. This podcast is produced by the Arizona GMRS Repeater Club, a 501c3 nonprofit organization. Any copyrighted material was used with permission.